This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's going to be a hot one today on this Father's Day. But if you need to, get out there early and enjoy yourself in the garden early. And then try to relax a little bit later on in the day. So you're not, you know, overheating, right? That's definitely not what we're looking to have done for us. So definitely a good morning to be out there, but not a great afternoon to be out there. So enjoy it. Maybe go by the pool if you have a pool, or run through the sprinklers like a little kid again, hey? Why not? Anyways, we do have some calls on the line. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have Alice in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I'm trying to figure out how to make my strawberry plants more prolific. They're very big. The plants are tall, about 14 inches. And when I planted them, I planted them with 10, 10, 10. And they just start producing any, really, they don't look normal. How do I make them produce strawberries? I've picked three strawberries so far.
All right, so three just this year. Have you had a lot of flowers at all, or?
No, not really.
So no flowers on the plants?
Well, I mean, I had a few, but then, that, you know, not many.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do, and I'd like to see you add some fertilization going on each week, every other week with like a liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest or.
Like what?
Neptune's Harvest.
Neptune's Harvest, yeah.
Right. You can get their mixed fertilizer, or you can get their tomato and veg. That's a great one to use as well. But that will help get some nutrients in there weekly.
Wasn't 10-10-10 enough?
Well, 10-10-10 is a slow release when you put it in there. So it's slowly releasing into the plant itself. Whereas this liquid fertilizer is readily available right away, right?
Okay.
So that's going to be part of it.
And the directions must be on the bottle or whatever.
Yes, they're right on there of how much to use. Usually, what you're doing is you're mixing in like a 5-gallon container or a gallon container, and it'll tell you how much to use, and you'll water. What I like to do is water the plants first and then put the fertilizer down so it can slowly seep into the soil and allow the soil to absorb it a little easier. So I would look at doing, you know, a liquid fertilizer every 2 weeks to try and push some of it. You know, are they in full sun or are they? Are they in full sun, Alice?
Yes, they are.
They are? Okay, that's a good thing, too. I just want to make sure. You know, sometimes I just like to get all the details so we can take a look at it. I was wondering
if the fact that they're so tall, that all the energy went into... Because I don't remember seeing strawberries that tall. I usually, don't they hug the ground better more? Or
they
something?
Tend to. They can get up to, you know, like 18 inches.
Okay.
It can take some time to get there, but, you know, it's definitely something to take a look at. It's not like they're, you know, going to be just a one-and-done type crop, right? This is more of a, you know, multiple season, obviously, that they'll come in. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else we could look at. Now, do you know, were they ever bearing strawberries, or were they just like the one, one?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, because they
What does the ever bearing mean? That they're going to come up every year?
Well, it's that, but they'll also have two crops, one in the early summer and then one in the fall.
Oh.
So that would... You know, that could determine if it's just done for the season as well,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's something to kind of think about, as well as the type that you did, because the other types are June bearing.
I buy next year, what should I be looking for?
The ever bearing, so you can get multiple crops out of them. So if you miss the early season in June,
uh-huh.
It's not going to affect you'll possibly get that second.
Okay.
Right? You know, they...
I think these are just regular strawberries.
Well, and, they should come back year after year. But you just got to let them kind of... You know, maybe the soil wasn't rich enough. Or maybe, maybe it wasn't just getting pollinated by the bees on time. That
uh-huh.
could be part of it. There's a number of environmental factors that could... be part of this. So, I would look at the pros from this. Is, you know, it's not that easy, but the plant looks great, right? The plant is doing well. So, you do have a good future for it. So that's how I would look at it too. Just try to take some of the positive out of it. It's not that easy, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. You know, actually, when I think about it, part of my patch is from last year, and that one seems to be doing better than the rest of them.
Yeah, and sometimes it can take a season to really get them established the way you want,
okay.
Right? They don't always just pop right in and do tons of...
Give you strawberries.
Yeah, I mean, you've had the other ones that have done it, so it's kind of like, all right, well, why can't they all do that, right?
Exactly.
But it can take a little bit of time for them to get established in there, and usually the second, third season, they're a little bit better because their root system is developed. They kind of can do their own thing, self kind of pollinating, you know what I mean? That type of
that
thing.
That makes
so,
me feel better.
Yeah, I don't think you did anything wrong.
Okay.
With the plants. But like I said, let's take some positives out of this. You have some great looking plants, which means going forward, you'll have some great looking plants as well. So.
Well, I want some great looking strawberries.
Yes, right? I understand. I completely do. But there's going to be good in the future, I hope, for you.
Okay, thank you. Now, my second question is some kind of insect, I don't know what it is, but eating... taking bites out of my leaves of my flowers. So I have holes in my leaves.
Are they the holes in the center of the leaves, or are they on the outside?
No, I think they're on the outside.
Okay.
I think they look like they're... Wait a minute, let's take a look. I have a cucumber plant that's all chewed up, has holes, and half the leaf is gone.
So I wouldn't be surprised if those are actually like rabbits doing some of that from the outside here. Rabbits are all over the place this year. I have seen more than ever. They are eating everything. Sometimes they'll just chew down and get all the way to the base of the plant. And so what I'd look at doing is using some sort of repellent. One I like, and I talk about all the time at the garden center, is rabbit scram. So rabbit scram, the reason why I like it so much is it's a granular form, and you actually, it says on the package to water it in. Most repellents you see on there, when it gets wet, reapply. This one wants you to water it in, and it enhances the use of it. So what it is it's a dried blood. It's got some mix of some other, like clove, some oils too, but the dried blood smells, it just gives a fear to the rabbit in the area. And the fear, they stay away from it to work for it. But I will tell you, the rabbits, I have never seen as many this year as I have in the past. So I think that could be part of it, that are chewing on them. Take a look and see if you have any in the yard. If it comes to an insect, in there, you might have, I'm trying to think what you could have. You could have a number of different insects where you could look at using some types of oil to it. But I, just based on what you're telling me, I feel like it is the rabbit. So I appreciate the phone call, Alice. You have a great rest of your day. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient, ready-to-use spray.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects, from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. You have some calls online. So, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we've got TJ, the plant man.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
How are you doing? I'm TJ, the plant man.
Good morning.
Out of Dover. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I just got a funny Marvel thought, is that I am the plant man, and a guy called earlier about the aphids, and I want to do a Marvel comic book, and then Miss Ladybug comes in and saves the world. Anyway, that was just something that came up to my head, but it was kind of funny to me. I talked to your screener, and...
Yep.
I have a little trick. I don't know if you taught me it or I just learned this. The people have tomatoes and peppers, and they're growing them. Mine, I've already got tomatoes on mine. My peppers are growing, and I have snipped the bottom leaves. But here's a cool idea that you might have talked about, is taking a toilet paper roll, not the whole toilet paper, just a cardboard part, you cut it, slit it, and you put it around the bottom of the plant. It raises up the bottom leaves so you don't have to be snipping, and all of a sudden your tomatoes are going crazy. I've used it. It works.
Yeah, it's definitely...
You heard about that?
You know, it's definitely a great thing to do, right? Because we do talk about, like I said, thinning out the leaves on the bottom of this because we're... you know, trying to get the airflow through it. But, yeah, that definitely pulls everything up. And what it also does is keeps the leaves away from, bounce back from...
Is it light?
From water. Yeah. No, it'll definitely help it with it. So,
right. Cool.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great idea.
It's an easy trick, and it's a grand idea. I don't know if you told me this. I don't know, but I've been using that, and it pushes the leaves off the ground, or you can snip them because you got mulch and you got dirt, and then you get ants and you get fungus, and it's an amazing, simple trick not hard to do. You don't have to be a master carpenter to figure this one out. I talked to your screener.
Yep.
The other day, I saw my first ladybug, which was great. Also, I had a visitor the other day that was a lightning bug, which is what I talked about at my garden club I do here at Maple Streets in Dover. And the thing that I asked your screener is, it's June, and I remember as a kid here, but I have not seen one. He says he saw one, so we'll see. I have not seen any June bugs. What is a June bug, and why is it called that? Can you help me on that one? I know that's a heavy hit, but
that's big for the morning, right? But June bugs, you know, obviously they're a beetle type, right? So this beetle, they're can be green. So it's a June beetle. June beetle is also called a June bug, right? It's tons of them together. So it's not something that is specific there. There's hundreds of species as part of this beetle, right? So it's not just one type of beetle. It's multiple. So you could be looking at there are different types of beetles that'll come from white grubs, right? That's what we're looking at.
Right.
I haven't seen really much yet. I've seen a few of the beetles popping up. When you skim a pool, sometimes you'll see them in there. I've seen a few in there, but they're on the way. There are a number of different types, like I said. So you could see them in different shapes. You could see the Japanese beetle come out as one, but there's other, that green.
Well, it was June, and it was just a question popped up, and I was like, okay, I got fireflies and I got ladybugs. Those are all bugs. Where's my June beetles that eat everything in sight? Japanese beetles that fly in your hair and you freak out and you run down the street like a schoolgirl.
Yeah.
It's scary.
But so that June bug, when it comes out, you're going to see it is, it's not big. So you'll start to see them, I think, in the next couple weeks anyways. All right, TJ, I appreciate the call. Enjoy the rest of your day. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dent Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News. The former vice president is speaking out against President Biden. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King. Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years.
This is USA Radio News.
Sad news from the White House today. President Biden tweeted that his dog Champ, the eldest of the Biden's two German shepherds, passed away peacefully at their home. The Biden family saying, quote, "Our family lost our loving companion Champ today. He was our constant, cherished companion during the last 13 years. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered, but 3 years ago his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls online, so Nathan, who's up next?
Coming up, we got John in Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I have beach roses, the pink ones.
Yep.
And I have a ton of them. And the blooms already came out, and now they're starting to pass. And last year I deadheaded them, you know, I went down to the fifth leaf, and then I cut them back. But, you know, this row is probably 20 feet long. And then I also have knockout roses on the side of the house, and I have a ton of those too. And I read you don't really need to deadhead them, but can I deadhead them, and will they get more roses? And can I just use, like, a hedge trimmer and chop the tops off?
All right, so the answer is yes and no, right? So the yes part is you don't necessarily need to cut back or deadhead Rosa rugosas, the beach roses, right? Yeah. But what it does is it actually helps put the energy back into new flowers. It helps redirect it back into putting new flowers. So if you want the new flowers to come in, it is a good way to do it. Now, hedge trimmers, I understand the ease of them, but hedge trimmers with them can cause some issues with the way they prune sometimes, unless they're really sharp. Sometimes when they cut, and this would be, it's not as woody on the top, but, you know, when you're using a hedge trimmer and you think about, like, pruning like a yew bush, right? Sometimes when you prune, it kind of just doesn't go all the way through. That can affect the plant, open up the door for pathogens, that type of thing. But I don't see it as a complete bad thing, especially if all the flowers are on the top. You know, you could definitely do it, but what I would do after you've kind of done that hedge trim, if you will, take a look and see if any of the branches have, like, partially torn bark, right? If you're seeing that, then make a prune yourself on there to clean it up. Because when it has, like, you know how sometimes when you make a cut, it rips part of the bark and it's just still sticking from the stem?
Stuff like shredded.
Yeah, stuff like that can affect the plant more than any of that prune back, right? You'll have some people say, "Oh, you cannot use hedge trimmers. Do not do it." Here's the thing. I've seen it done. I've seen people use it to clean them up. As long as you just do the double check at the end and say, "All right, some of these branches, you know, just need an individual prune," and take care of it that way, you're fine.
Yeah.
There's so many options of how to do things, but I see no problem with you using them and kind of hedging them that way. Don't go too crazy, but if you're just getting the buds, I see no problem with that.
Okay. And is it the same for knockout roses?
So knockout roses, yeah, they're one of the easier ones that you don't really need to do a lot of those. They have a little bit more woody structure to them, right? They're a little bit stronger branching than the Rosa rugosa. The Rosa rugosa tends to, when you say these things, people kind of think it's a bad plant, but it's almost like invasive, right, where it just takes over, which is not a bad thing if you're trying to get it in an area, right?
Yes.
Whereas a knockout rose doesn't do that. So they're not going to be spreading like the Rosa rugosa. So you can prune them back. You don't necessarily have to. That's one of the reasons why the knockout rose has become so popular. They're self-cleaning, self-doing everything. Sometimes if it's just unsightly, you can prune them back, but you don't necessarily have to, because they're not reseeding like a Rosa rugosa there.
Yeah, no, I just want to get more flowers because they're starting to pass. I still have quite a few flowers on the knockouts, but once they come off, they kind of look kind of nasty.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is by deadheading the knockout roses the same way, you're taking the effort for the plant away from, you know, trying to just go to seed, do that next thing, and slowly get into it, and allow it to get back into focusing on reflowering. So it's a good thing for you to do. I say this with a lot of people, and they kind of, you know, look at me, but plants can't read, right? Plants aren't going to read a book that says, "Oh, I can't be pruned back, that I do it myself." You know what I mean? It's just one of those things where we can do some things, and just because it's in a book doesn't make it completely right. You know, if you try something and it works, but in a book it says, "Oh, you're not supposed to do this," then just do it. I've deadheaded knockout roses, has had no problems, and they've come back. Same thing with, you know, Rosa rugosa. So you're doing fine with it by deadheading them. Just because it's in a book doesn't mean it's the complete truth.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All right, John. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have some more calls. James, who's up next?
We've got Bob out of South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Barron Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Happy Father's Day, young man.
Thank you, sir. You as well.
Okay. My strawberry plants are doing just fine. I have lots of flowers, lots of fruit forming. Is there anything that I need to give them to increase the color from being just bland to red? And the other question I have, if I may, is I'm a lover of dahlias. And for the most part, in the last 10 or 12 years, I've been planting the perennials, the bulbs.
Yep.
Well, this year, accidentally, I picked up a package of annuals. And they're much smaller bulbs. And I've been trying to find other such places that carry them. Not too many places carry them. But the other day, my wife bought a little packet, like a pony pack, of 6 or 8 dahlia plants. And when I took them apart to separate them, I think they were grown from seeds. Now, do they sell the seeds over the counter?
You know, usually you're seeing the dahlias out of the bulbs, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, that's what I've always seen them from out there. There are some seeds out there that you can use that you would have. I'm trying to think. I think they're more... I want to say they're more of the annual type with those. But you can definitely get them. Your probably best bet would be to, like, go online and search for dahlia seeds. That would be your easiest way to do it. Because you're not
going to...
Most people are going to go into a garden center and look for the dahlia bulbs because that's what everybody is looking for.
Yeah, the perennial ones, the ones that you have to take out of the ground. I've been doing that for years, and I love it. Some years haven't been good. I left them in the wrong place in the basement, and they just decayed, okay, because it wasn't taken care of. So, okay, so my best bet is to get those seeds, is to go online and get them. So, okay.
Yeah, I would look at it that way. Okay. Now, as far as your strawberries, you know, the temperatures are going to basically tell us some of this as well, because if they go to the extreme levels like they, you know, have been early, sometimes, you know, they might have a little bit of a sour taste to them. And that's based on, you know, Mother Nature. We can't do anything about that. You know, so that could be part of it. What I would look for you to do is add some fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest or... you know, any type of liquid fertilizer, like a J.R. Peters, you know, they come in like little tubs where you can mix it in with water and fertilize them that way. The hotter the temperatures, they don't do as well. And we can't do anything about them.
Okay.
You know, make sure your soil is in a good pH level. I mean, it's that mid-level. We don't want it too acidic. We don't want it too alkaline. You know, maybe about 6, if possible. What I would do is fertilize throughout the year, right? Even after they've done everything, so that you can get that fertilizer to get into the roots to help them for the next season, right? We're going to help develop. So one of the things with a lot of plants is once they've done their thing, we kind of just leave them alone. What I'd want to see you do is continue to fertilize throughout the season until, you know, the end of the year when you're done fertilizing everything else. Reason being is you're pushing that root development, you're pushing the growth underneath the ground that you're not seeing. So next year, it's going to be able to absorb water a little easier. It's going to be able to absorb some of those nutrients a little bit easier and get stronger for you that way. So by continuing to go, you're helping next year by doing this. So I think that's something that with a lot of things that, you know, the strawberries in particular, that we stop doing. Once they've done their thing for us, we're like, all right, we'll see you later. We'll see you in the spring, right? But I think that's going to help you, especially, you know, I know you guys love strawberries and you have tons of them. And I think this is going to help production for future for you. Okay.
Well, you know, having said strawberries, I should have really said all the berry, because I've got four whiskey barrels full of raspberries and blueberries.
You know, I would do the exact same thing.
I got you covered. Okay.
You know, the more I think about it, it kind of just almost makes sense, because if you look at microbes in general, you know, in the soil, they need to be fed throughout the season. Now, if we look at the fruits like that and we say, all right, once they're done, and we don't pay attention to them, they're not getting into that next season as easy. So this is going to help it. Your plants are going to be stronger. You might get some good growth out of it in full, but they're going to be better off going into the winter for that next season. So I definitely think that's the way to go.
Okay, fine. I'll start that as soon as the berries produce, and I know the blueberry bushes are fruiting right now.
Okay. Yep, and so
and the raspberries are going crazy. Okay.
So what I would also look to do is right now while they're pushing those flowers and starting to put fruit,
yep.
use like a bloom booster on them, something with
okay.
a heavy middle number. It's going to help them get thicker. Those blossoms are going to be a little bit better, and that could actually help with the flavor of some of them as well, because they're getting the nutrients they need at the right time and absorbing
okay.
into the plant. So use that when they're starting to flower, starting to produce the fruit, but then continue to feed regularly with a regular all-purpose later on throughout the season. All right?
Very good, young man. You have a great day. Take care.
You too, bud. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years. Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, James, who's up next?
Coming up, we have another John, also from Massachusetts.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. You? Happy Father's Day, Patrick.
Thank you. You
if
as well.
I may, I have three questions.
Sure.
I have peony bushes, and this is the first, this is the second year it's happened. And the flowers died. It looks like it's growing seeds, big packets. Yep. I never seen that before on any of my peonies, but now I have three of them that are going to seed. Can I cut those off and seed them? And try to grow them or no?
So, yeah, so at the end of the, once the flower is done, it kind of looks like little pods on top of it right
there. It is.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can definitely try it out. Not all of them are going to work, right? It's not the easiest thing to do. You're going to need to get them out of the pod that's there, right? You want to take them out of the pod, kind of let them, you know, sit. You want them to dry out a little bit, but not like dry out where they're like hard, right? You know, mm-hmm. you know the in between type. excuse me. So it can take some time for these things to grow. That's the biggest thing on here. So they're ones where you're looking at, and you might just think, all right, well, it's going to take a year or two. This could actually take a number of years before it does anything, maybe 4 or 5 years before it even blooms, right?
Really?
Wow. Yeah, so it takes a little bit of time, but, try it out. Because when you open those pods, right, and the pods are going to have a few, like, little black seeds in them. What I like to do with anything that I am germinating is one of two things. One, you can put them in like a Tupperware container in a paper towel that is moist, that has water on it, right? Put a few of them on, then put a piece of paper towel back over the top, same way. and then put a lid on top of it and allow them to absorb the water. And you'll start to see that some of them can actually start to pop roots, right? And start to grow through it for you. So, you know, it can be done. It's not something that is not, you know, it's something that really can be done. So sometimes in those pods, there'll be like one or two seeds that'll be in there. So you can do that. Another way that people will do it is they'll just throw it in like water, right? They'll just let it sit in water, and the seed will absorb the water and pull through, and then eventually you'll get it into soil and move on from there. You don't want to let it sit in there for weeks. You're just sitting in there for like 3 to 5 days, absorbing some of that water. It'll start to sprout a little bit, and then you can plant it in the ground from there.
So one wet paper towel and one dry paper towel?
Yeah, both wet. So that, you know, don't get them
in the junk.
Yeah, I don't want the paper towel to be like sopping wet. Basically, get it wet and kind of wring it out a little bit. So it's not just sitting in water. You just want it kind of moist. You don't want it soaking wet.
The other two questions I have a mountain laurel.
Yep.
And the limit, it's not blooming much anymore. And when it does bloom, it's blooming inside the plant, not on the top of the plant or on the outside of the plant, but inside.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying? Okay. So why is that? What can I do? And I need to cut that down a little bit too.
Well, so the mountain laurel, how much sun is it getting? How much shade is it getting?
It's getting full sun all day long, like 8 hours of sun. It's in direct sun.
Okay, so that could be part of it, right? Mountain laurel can take some shade. And so the flowers going underneath are in that shadier area to allow them to develop a little bit. So I think that could be part of it. I've seen them, you know, depending upon what they are, I've seen them go into, you know, when it has the part shade, it'll do a little bit better. But they can tolerate full sun. It's not like I'm saying you have to move it right away. What I think it's doing is it's cooler underneath there and cleaning that way. What I want you to do, John, is hang tight with me because I want to go over this a little bit more because there's a few other things we can do to make sure it is a strong plant for you in the future. So hang tight. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.